a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Commerce and Energy Committee will now come to order for our very, very first meeting of the 2013 legislative session. I'd like to greet all of our internet listeners who might be online listening to the proceedings, and I'd like to welcome those present in the committee room. As a reminder, turn off your cell phones or any other electronic devices. As we know on the House floor, we have ways of dealing with interruptions such as those, and I would follow along with the speaker's fines and penalties. I think, what did he say, Pepsi and beef jerky or something on that order. So we will conform to his wishes and desires. At this time, I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Kamak?
Here.
Cronin?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Kirschman? Miller?
Here.
Nelson?
Here.
Parsley?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Rounds?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Westra?
Here.
Consett? And Solem?
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. And since there are no minutes from any previous meeting, I'm going to waive that portion of the committee process. And at this time, I would like our page to come up and introduce himself.
I'm Ben Goody from Hartford, and I go to West Central.
Welcome, Ben. And as we go through this committee process, we will have different pages on different days, and they are here to help us and help those testifying get through the committee process. They will be distributing any literature that someone who may want to testify wants to get to the committee. They're here to at our beck and call, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We also have interns here with us and are going to be here with us for the duration. And please come up and introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Zach Knipp. I'm a junior at the University of South Dakota. And I'm originally from Lankford, South Dakota. So
awesome. Thanks, Zach.
And then I'm Gray Jensen. I'm originally from Watertown, and I'm a junior at South Dakota State.
Go Jacks, huh? Good. Thank you very much. As we start into this committee process, you know, we're not going to do any business today. We have some seven bills on our log. I've already been asked to defer three of those or hold those three of those bills. And so I think in the interest of just knowing who we all are, that's why I called this particular meeting. We have a number of new faces and a couple of old new faces and some old faces here on the committee. And so what I would like to do is just simply go around the room and have each one of us introduce ourselves and tell us what your background is. You'll notice in Commerce and Energy, as you start looking at some of the bills this committee gets assigned, we don't use an artist brush here for any one particular subject. Our brush is like a 4-inch wide paintbrush, and we cover a lot of turf. So that's why it's really interesting to have such a diverse group of people on this committee and with your backgrounds. And quite frankly, I'll lean on a number of you because of your particular expertise in a given subject as we go through this committee process. So with that, Representative Rounds, would you start with introduction, and then we'll just move around the table.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Tim Rounds. I am a freshman legislator from District 24 in Pierre. I represent Hughes, Hyde, Stanley, and Sully counties. This is actually would be starting my fifth term in the legislature. I've been a member of the Commerce Committee for my previous four terms, so I agree with the chair. This is a variety of topics and probably the funnest committee in the legislature. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Nelson.
Morning, Mr. Chair. Representative Stace Nelson from Fulton. I am a second-term legislator. My first term I spent as one of the representatives from District 25. I am the proud representative of the good people of Bonholm, Douglas, Hanson, Hutchinson, and McCook counties. I'm a retired federal agent. I spent 23 years working for Uncle Sam as a Marine and as an NSAS agent. 18 years of those were overseas. A burgeoning, struggling, small hobby farmer, and trying to be a better father after all those years overseas. But good to be here in Commerce.
Thank you, Representative. Please.
Good morning. Representative Jim Peterson from Ravello, District 4. I farm in Grant and Dual counties, and I serve Grant, Dual, rural Brookings, and rural Coddington counties. Previously, I served 4 years in the House and 6 years in the Senate. Took a couple of years off to do a little traveling, and now I'm back again. Thank you.
Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm Jim Stalzer, freshman representative from Sioux Falls, District 11, which is western part of Sioux Falls, west of Marion Road. My background, got electronics training in the Air Force. After that, I worked in manufacturing management for about 15 years for Sencor and Litton, picking up a business degree in the evenings after that. I taught 14 years of night college classes at National American University in business subjects. And the last 21 years, I was in IT with a company that does bank accounting software. So I did everything from installing the software, teaching the banks to operate it, and then maintaining, later years, just maintaining our own internal computer systems and networks.
Awesome. We have our very own techie. That's good. Representative Cowan.
Representative Gary Kamak from Union Center. My wife and I own and operate a farm and ranch supply store along Highway 34 at Union Center. We also have a cattle ranch, and this is my first time at the legislature, and looking forward to serving on Commerce.
Welcome, sir. Yes, you.
I'm Diane Millen. I'm secretary for the Commerce and Energy Committee, also for transportation. And if you try to find me otherwise, I'm in the Speaker's office. I'm also Secretary of the Speaker of the House. So that's where I'm located if you come to find me.
This is one busy woman, and she handles it well, and we appreciate you being with us. We do have an LRC rep. Unfortunately, he's not here. He's over in another committee meeting. As soon as he gets back over here, he thought he'd be popping in sometime in a little bit, and I'll have him introduce himself and tell us his background. Let's go over to Representative Greenfield, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Brock Greenfield. I lived in Clark for the last several years, represented District 6 previously, in the Senate for 8 years, and then in the House for 4 years. Now I'm in District 2. I guess the districts changed, the numbers changed, but this face remains the same, unfortunately. It's good to see Representative Rounds back. This is the committee, for those of you who don't know, that he chaired for a number of years. Good to have him and his expertise back on the committee. I've been on Commerce and Tax the entirety of my time in the House. While I was not so long ago pretty green, pretty wet behind the ears, I'm starting to learn a few things about business and commerce and energy and so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward to the next couple years as well. Welcome to all the newcomers and the faces that have been recycled. Thanks.
Recycled?
Recycled.
Okay. I'll go with that. Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Scott Parsley, and I represent District 8, which is Moody, Lake, Minor, and Sanborn counties. We're about 125 miles long and about 25 miles wide, so I know there are 17 parades between July 4th and Election Day. So I am really looking forward to serving on this committee. On Sunday, I will complete 27 years at East River Electric Power Cooperative. I spent a number of years in the chair back there and testifying in that seat, I've been around the process some. I find, as I'm here now, how little I knew about this side when I thought I might know a little bit more about the process on this side. Much busier than being on the other side of the table. I, too, have been on the Commerce Committee ever since I was elected, so I'm happy about that. I do look forward to serving on this committee. I know a lot of issues that come before this committee will be issues that I'm somewhat familiar with.
Thank you. Representative Miller.
Hello. I'm Patty Miller, and I'm from the North Sioux City, Dakota Dunes area. I actually live on McCook Lake. Excuse me. So there's three communities with the same zip code in that neck of the woods, and we're way far away. But, you know, I used to, when I first was elected, I thought, wow, I really have to cover a lot of distance here. And the parades, I'm feeling really good after listening to you. I thought like 9 parades was tough. That is a lot of parades. Excuse me. But then I realized some of the people out west here, man, they have some pretty large landscapes to cover. And the whole process has been very interesting to me. I've been the president of boards and leaders on a lot of things, but I was never really involved politically with anything, no city councils or anything like that. This was a new adventure, and it's really been great. I really, really like it. This is my second term and my second time on the Commerce Committee, and I've been in business and marketing for years and years, so I asked to be put on this committee, and I have to say that working with Roger is always interesting and always a good time. So thank you, Representative Solem, for that, and thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Representative. We'll have to talk after the committee meeting, and I guess I need to know some more of that information. Thanks. Representative Cronin, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Justin Cronin, the representative from District 23, which I just realized I have to write down my counties anymore. Campbell, Walworth, Potter, McPherson, Edmonds, Falk, Hand, and a slice of Spink. So I'm about 7,700 square miles. I don't know how many parades there actually is because you can't make them to them all. They are all on the 4th of July. So, wife of 2 years as of the New Year's Eve. A 2-month-old baby and 3 stepkids. Was an accountant for 6 years, bought my own business. Now I'm an unemployed gas station owner due to fire. So I'm glad to be in the Commerce Committee. I came here twice in my term to present to the Commerce Committee. I've never served on it and look forward to it. And thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Westra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Steve Westra. I serve the good people of District 13, which is portions of Minnehaha and Lincoln County. I'm in the healthcare business. We specialize predominantly with those residents that suffer from dementia, i.e. Alzheimer's disease. And I, too, this is my first, or I'm a freshman legislator. Thank you.
Thank you. With his specialty, he will serve this committee very well. Very, very well. Thank you very much. We appreciate your input. And if you notice things along the way, like I forget my name, would you kind of give me a little nudge? I appreciate that. Did you have a comment? Okay, along my same line. Appreciate that. I am Unfortunately, Representative Condit's a bit under the weather today, and so she won't be with us, but we will put her on the hot seat here next week, hopefully, if she is feeling better. I'm Representative Roger Solem. I'm from District 5. I like to say, even though the sign or the tag on my desk says Coddington County, I represent pretty much Watertown. Representative Peterson covers the rest of the county for me, and I appreciate that, sir. But we are from Coddington County. This is my third term, and like Representative Parsley, all of my time is spent on commerce. And under the tutelage of, thankfully, Representative Rounds as the chair a few years back. And so I appreciate your service. My background, I'm a retired military. Spent 27 years in the military. Primarily, my background in transportation and logistics. I've been a small business owner. By trade, I'm a cabinet maker and have ran a business in Watertown for a number of years. I spent 10 years with a telecommunications construction company in Watertown, and we've done work all over the world. The only continent we hadn't been to was Antarctica, and we weren't looking for work there. But that was quite an interesting business to be in. And presently, I teach at Lake Area Tech in Watertown, and I teach in the energy field. And so my students are learning to be power plant and process plant maintenance technicians, as well as operators. Like the Owyhee Dam, Big Stone Power Plant, Basin Electric's Deer Creek Station down by White. My students are all learning to be parts of those power and process industries. I see our distinguished LRC representative here, and since you are the last one to show up, we certainly understand, and you were on in another committee. Please, Doug, introduce yourself.
Hello, members of the committee. My name is Doug Decker. I'm the code counsel for the state of South Dakota. Also, I staff the Rules Review Committee, and obviously, I staff the House Commerce Committee. I've worked with the LRC. I started my career with the LRC back in 1982. Worked for about 8 years with the legislature then as a staff attorney, moved into the executive branch, worked about 8 or 10 years as general counsel to the then Bureau of Personnel, and at the end of that 10-year period, I came back to the Legislative Research Council to assume the code counsel position. The code counsel is responsible primarily for publication of the code. What I do is I take the bills that are enacted each year by the session, publish the session laws, which is the summary, which is every bill that is enacted from that session, and then I also work with our private publisher, which is Thomson Reuters West Publishing in Minneapolis, Minnesota, who actually publishes the physical code. I work with their editors. They work with us. We trade databases so that we can have the electronic database that you have available to you on your laptops and the disk that comes to you as legislators. I work with them, and we publish the code. That's my primary responsibility, and I enjoy working with the House Commerce Committee.
Thank you, sir. Well, with that, we've covered the introductions, and I think in looking around and listening to backgrounds, I think we're pretty well covered. We don't have a banker here, though, but you're close enough. But we do cover a huge variety of different subjects along the way, insurance, banking. We talk quite on a regular basis about alcohol and licensing. We discuss lottery, gambling, bingo. here in the last couple of years, and this was just after Representative Rounds left as the chair of Commerce, we picked up the additional, we were just the House Commerce Committee, we picked up the additional tag and energy. And it was because there were a number of bills that had started floating around this building that dealt with energy-related issues, and there really wasn't a landing spot for those, and it would be up to the speaker to try to sort those out or treat them like a hot potato and say, okay, who wants this one? Well, now we have a landing spot. So we will see public utilities commissioners up here and presenting testimony along the way, and also ethanol issues that might come to our committee. So and more and more, we could just go on. Like I say, we paint them with a pretty wide brush. Monday is off. Next Wednesday, I had just received confirmation. Department of Labor and Regulation will be here at 10 o'clock next Wednesday to give an overview of who they are and what they do. Along with Labor and Regulation comes and a familiar face gentleman sitting in the room with us is Randy Moses, who is with the insurance folks over there. And he'll be a regular in the hot seat, if I may call it that, Randy. So he will be along, I think, with that group, and they'll just give us a rundown of who they are and what they do. Like I say, there are only 9 bills at this time on our list. What I will try to do is categorize those bills so we're not hopping all over the place. This is something that Representative Rounds taught me to do, and I like the way it goes. Whenever we can, we try to take a day and talk insurance. Okay, so you can put your insurance hat on. We'll take another day and talk energy issues, and then another. So we're not as much as we can. We're not flip-flopping around on a whole bunch of different subjects in one committee period. So we will try to continue on with that tradition. So looking at the bill list, we will have the briefing from Department of Labor Regulation. Take 45 minutes to an hour. Have any questions ready for those folks? And then we will adjourn. We will actually go to work and start taking bills a week from today. Okay? And so we'll have a pretty good slate, and you will all get notified of those bills coming to our committee. Are there any questions or comments? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you folks for the comments that were made. One of the things that I noticed on the list, there are some pre-filed bills that come from agencies, and I think some of the newer members that haven't been a member here before will probably end up carrying one of those bills or two of those bills, whatever the case may be, onto the floor. Maybe you want to address that with
certainly
newer members. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and like Representative Rounds mentioned, I get asked prior to session by various agencies in our state government. They ask the committee chair to sponsor bills that they may have an interest in bringing to us for consideration. And so I'll authorize that, and then you'll see right in the introductory portion of those bills, sponsored by the House Commerce and Energy. But they can't go out and down to the House floor to introduce those bills. We have to do that. So obviously it takes one of us to carry that bill down to the House floor should we pass it. And if we don't, then don't worry about it. But feel reasonably assured that that depending on the subject area, I may just pick on any one of the committee members to carry that based on your expertise, because you speak the language. And so when I look at some of those agency bills, I will look at the expertise of our committee members, new or returning committee members, but I, like I said before, I rely on the expertise and the diversity of this committee, because we do cover a broad spectrum of issues. So, yes, I will be assigning those, and unless you have some really, really intense desire not to carry that, I would appreciate you taking it to floor for us. So, any other questions or comments? Thank you. Would you address that? Go right ahead.
I would like to ask the members who would like black books or paper. If you have iPads, I mean, you are exempt. You probably will not get paper. That's coming from the computer people. Otherwise, we have black books that we put in the bills and the information, the minutes and everything, and I need to know who would like the paper. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is my own. I didn't get issued it.
Oh, you did not.
No.
Okay.
So I wouldn't mind having it to start with. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did I have everybody? Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I can do that. All right. We'll take the roll here. Kamek?
Aye.
Yes. Cronin?
No.
Greenfield?
No. The no's are winning.
Just hang on a second, Representative. Hang on.
Miller?
No.
Okay. Nelson?
Yes, please.
Parsley?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Browns? Yes. Stalzer?
Yes.
Westra?
Yes.
And I know Consett and Solon do. So, okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think, would you like to go back to your previous conversation?
And the black books will be distributed after today's meeting. Bring them to the committee and then leave them after the committee meetings, and then I take them down and put the bills and things in them, and then they'll be put on your desk again. So that's the way it works. Okay, thank you.
Good. Anything else? Any other comments? Questions? Please, committee members, if you have some issues where you perhaps cannot make it to the committee meeting, please, by all means, let me know. I'm pretty flexible. If you're pitching a bill in another committee, that's fine. We have work to do all over this building, so all you do is it's communication. So I would appreciate that. Anything else?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Could we get a hard copy of the bills that are assigned to our committee right now, as far not of right. The bill itself, just a list.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that. And they're on. Are they on?
Are they on the LLC?
Have they been dumped into the website yet?
And, okay. Then I don't need that.
They're on there by committee.
I don't need that.
Okay. And that's all. That's all I have on my log. So it's up to date. So okay. Are you good with that? Okay. Awesome. Anything else? With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. A motion by Representative Brown, seconded by Representative Greenfield. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.